This summer, for the first time in a long time, smokehouses along the Kuskokwim River were filled with bright red salmon.
We have no other choice but to prepare for hard winters, and it has been very difficult for us to meet our annual subsistence needs for the last 10 years.
Mike Williams serves on the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission, which joined the federal lawsuit against the state.
As a fisherman in these hard times, I was very pleased on the Ninth Circuit decision.
The Federal Appeals Court affirmed ANILCA, the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, a law Congress passed in 1980 that gives rural residents who are mostly Alaska Native top priority to harvest the salmon. The court says the state broke that law in 2021 when it ignored restrictions that federal managers imposed to save a struggling salmon run, as well as subsistence protections an Athabascan elder named Katie John had won in numerous court battles. The crux of the problem remains the state's constitution, which doesn't allow for a rural priority. Alaska's Attorney General Treg Taylor says he's disappointed in the decision, but not surprised. In a statement, he said the case would need to be decided at the highest level, yet stopped short of saying whether the state plans to appeal this case to the U.S. Supreme Court. And that has Joe Nelson, co-chair of the Alaska Federation of Natives, worried there could be more litigation ahead.
This is going to be just another chapter in the story that's going to continue.
Although this case involved one river, Nelson says there is so much at stake for all Alaska Natives. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.